This question is for Councillor James Cordero. In what way would you support our current local outdoor recreational businesses? Example they put here, fishing.
Okay, so for talking about fishing, I think the biggest issue we have with fishing is the response that we've had from the DFO regarding closures. And I think the best thing that we can do for guides and sports fishermen is really emphasizing to DFO that we need to have proper consultation and meaningful discussions with stakeholders before the DFO makes decisions, and that the DFO needs to be able to justify the decisions they make. I think the current system now, there's definitely a feeling that the DFO is making decisions from on high and imposing them on people, and all that does is disenfranchise the stakeholders and leads to a lot of bad feelings between anglers and guides who depend on fishing as a resource. It is a DFO decision, but the City Council needs to be vocally supporting evidence-based decisions, and we need to be supporting guides and anglers getting the answers that they need to get from the DFO and holding the DFO accountable for how they're conducting their business.
Thank you. Back to the floor.
So a couple of initiatives that could be mentioned here. One is that through Northern Development, there's the Love Terrace program, which specifically provides a platform for small businesses to market their business. And it encourages shop local, obviously. The other part, I think, is that there's opportunities for partnerships with existing companies that are doing business in the bigger economy, and I'm hopeful that will be maximized in terms of more opportunity for those small businesses.
Thank you. So back to the media table for the next question.
So this question doesn't have a name on it, so it's just random. But David Fry, in regards to noise bylaws, do homeowners need a permit to run power tools every hour, every day, hours on end?
I'm pretty sure there's a noise bylaws in place in Terrace. Unfortunately, I don't know that. So if they're not followed, then I definitely support the bylaw officers, including the ones at night, if that's when the noise is. Plus, of course, the RCMP that periodically come around and help people shut down noisy parties in my neighborhood. Thanks.
Thank you. Put it down back onto the floor.
Hi, my question's for Jessica. As an advocate for missing and murdered women, a strong advocate for the Highway of Tears, it scares me that LNG is coming in because one of the things that I've noted across Canada, including up here on the Highway of Tears where I was raised, when we get an economic boom, the numbers of our First Nations women skyrocket. We're having an issue right now. There's still women going missing and being murdered. So in light of LNG coming up into this area, what measures are you prepared to take to protect our women and children?
Thank you for your question. The answer is any and all measures. a First Nations woman, I've heard about women going missing along the highway. I've been told not to go out by myself, and I can completely resonate with many other First Nations women who are afraid. I know that it's very difficult for many families, and I want to continue to lobby the government and continue to speak on behalf of First Nations women.
Thank you. Let's go back to the media table again.
This one's for Brian Downey. Brian, how do you feel about proportional representation voting, and what do you know about it?
I think I'm like many in the province, we're learning about it. I understand the next few days, shortly after the election, the ballots will be coming in, and we'll have a month or so to respond. My concern with what I do know about it is that I want to ensure that we have local representation. We have our MLA who represents us, and I don't want to lose that. I think that there's a real risk that any of the PR models will result in losing our local representation.
Thank you. Do you want to ask a question from the floor?
I do.
Okay, you're up.
Okay. My question concerns what I have found to be.
Can you just lean a little bit more into the microphone, please?
Sorry. Closer to the mic?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My question, I guess, is for James. Although I appreciate hearing from everybody on council, everybody said that, you know, being outdoors was one of the main reasons that they would refer people or encourage people to live here. And over the past few years, I have found that it's been challenging to be outdoors in the winter in the downtown area. So my question is, James, what is your commitment to improving the efficiency and consistency of snow removal and sidewalk maintenance? Winter's coming.
Thank you for the question. I guess the technical answer is that council doesn't really mandate operational decisions, but I think that I talked earlier about the clean team, about how they're picking up needles, and clearly that is a community service, is not necessarily going to be needed during the winter. And at the same time, you don't want necessarily those people to no longer have the job that they were providing in the community, because we don't want them backsliding into a peer group and into negative behavior, and then having to go through the whole process of trying to get them back up and running in the spring when cleaning needles and other biohazardous materials is going to be an issue. So my suggestion is that we look at transitioning that team into clearing, snow clearing, litter, other issues in the downtown and other areas that are somewhat neglected or just can't get done by city staff because they don't have the manpower, rather than just allowing that team to go on hiatus in the off season.
Thank you. We'll go back to the media for the next question.
This question is for Sean. Will you work to get Rio Tinto and LNG to reduce their emissions with regards to maintaining our air quality?
We support our neighbors. LNG Canada will has declared that they'll be the cleanest burning, or the cleanest LNG liquefaction facility in the world. This project will just, in the end of the day, we live in one planet, and this project will make the world a cleaner place. When it comes to Rio Tinto, I think we support our neighbors and their best interests as well.
Okay. don't see anybody else with the microphone, so with the next question, back to the media table.
Sorry, I had to draw a name. This is for Lynn. Where do you see Terrace in 4 years, 10 or 20, in terms of growth and development?
Well, I think with the projects we see ahead, we can anticipate huge development. I mean, so many times in Terrace, we look ahead and we just see, we anticipate something coming, and we just kind of fall short. It just doesn't quite happen. But I think this time we're going to have huge growth ahead of us. And that's going to be a good thing and a bad thing. I think we have to take the positive and make the very best of it, make it last as long as it can, get the best benefit for our area. We everything comes with a price. We are going to pay a price, so we need to get how we can make the most of it and try to mitigate the negative, because I don't want to sound negative, but we know there are going to be real challenges ahead that we have to work at. But you know, we've done this before. I mean, back in our history, we were something like 400 people, and I think it was something like 6,000 soldiers came into a camp here, and we managed, and we made the changes, and we grew ahead, and with forestry was a big boom, and we moved ahead with that. We've had the big growth times, but I think this one is going to be really big, yeah.
Thank you. All right, back to the microphone.
Thank you, Greer Kaiser. And I'd like to thank all of you for letting your name stand, because I think that's tremendous in this day and age. Thank you to those who have served on council before. My question's for Jessica. As a young woman, are you happy with the diversity that has been shown through previous councils, both youth, as a woman, and perhaps as a First Nations woman? Are you happy, and is that part of the reason why you're running, to be more representative of our community?
Thank you for your question. Not sure how to answer that. That's not necessarily why I'm running, but I do believe that we need to have a diverse council. We do need more of a voice for women, First Nations people, and youth in our community. You're completely right when it comes to that in that regard. I don't think we've had that representation, and I do think that we need that representation.
This one's for Evan. We need a tax base to pay for initiatives, but businesses are having a problem recruiting and retaining skilled employees and doctors to Terrace. What are you going to do to mitigate this problem?
Thanks, Mark.
In regards to small businesses, when I'm door knocking campaigning, you bet, there's a lot of vacant positions that are available right now. And a lot of them would be optimal for our youth. And I'd like to facilitate and encourage youth employment. That's one of the greatest. I've been working since I was 14, part-time, of course. But I remember being taken out of school. In regards to doctor recruitment, as a personal initiative, and not in regards to the ambitions with the city, I've been looking into doctor retention, recruitment with the community, seeking new doctors in Terrace. Other aspects such as more nurse practitioners, certain mandates like why certain physicians have to work the emergency room and their practice as well. And it doesn't seem too fair for some physicians to get out of that. And some it has to do with the small town vibe, but yeah, I'd like to see more options, so thank you.
Thank you. Maybe we'll do three more questions from the media panel and then wrap it up. So one each.
Works for us.
I speak for them, apparently.
this one is for Jessica. Since the regional district of Kitimat-Stikine changes to waste disposal, costs have increased dramatically. There have been significant issues with illegal dumping at businesses and illegal dumping in our forests. What can you suggest that can be changed or done to address this problem?
Please, if you see anything in the forests, report it to the Ministry of Environment. Personally, I've had a huge problem with it. I've taken it into my own hands because there's not much we can do. We don't know who's doing it at the time unless we find a piece of mail. I've started Terrace's Green Brigade. It's a group of citizens. We go out together and we collect trash and we dispose of it appropriately. But you don't have to pick it up. Report it, please.
Okay. Brittany, do you want to ask the next question?
This is for anyone, but I pulled a name out of my bag and it's going to be David. Worthing Ritchie on Facebook would like council to consider a community center on the co-op property, a center with gyms and meeting rooms. Would this be realistic, or must it remain a commercial property?
In general, I'm concerned that the city starts competing against private businesses or such as hotels or conference centers. So I think the city's job is to create a positive environment for businesses to position themselves in and not to compete with businesses. So I support the idea. I think it's a wonderful idea, but I'm not sure that it should be the city operating it. I'm not sure. Thank you.
Thank you. And last question to you, Merrick.
Thank you. This one's for James. James, with increases in the area with industrial development, are you afraid rents in Terrace will get so high people will rethink moving here?
I think in the short term, rent increases are somewhat, unfortunately, inevitable. There are protections to the residential tenancy branch. Those don't often offer a lot of people comfort when they're rent evicted. I think council doesn't have a lot of control over rental, but what we do have control over is rezoning for density, fast-tracking new development to increase supply. Over the last 4 years, we've seen really an unprecedented amount of housing starts and new construction and current construction that's under construction. We have the Cedars Motel, we have the Rapid Response to Housing, we have the affordable units on Hoagland. All those projects were made possible by assistance either in land or other financial support from the city. We need to improve some infrastructure like Lamphere Hill so that we can properly be able to develop more on the bench with townhouses and other units. It's really up to the city to do everything we can to increase supply.
Thank you. And I've been overruled by the floor here to offer another question. So I see someone else on the floor if you want to ask one last question.
I hear talk about attracting businesses and being business friendly and all the rest of that stuff. I don't know that people a lot of times don't understand that businesses, small and large, do make up this community and they pay. They pay a huge amount of tax to the city. And it's agreeable to people who are in business to do that. I just wondered, my question would be, what would a candidate do to streamline, I guess, the permitting system and make it more welcoming and easier to navigate? Because at present, it's very difficult. And I think that we're understaffed in terms of permitting. There's people, it's just backed up at times, and I personally hear lots of complaints. I don't know who to ask that question to. I'd like to ask the whole panel.
Oh, I've got to pick someone.
Well, I don't know. Dave, go ahead, you laugh.
Oh,
I think Dave, just go ahead.
I think it's a great question. And I totally support small business. I ran a small business here myself for a number of years and still do. I think that there's not a lot. The city can certainly look at any roadblocks, gaps that are stopping effective business, the process moving forward in a reasonably quick process. I think that the one thing I talked to somebody about recently was that, a clear process, a clear flow chart, a visual flow chart for the rookie coming into business that knows I need to do A, B, C, D, and E. A nice little picture graph for somebody simple like myself would make it a little bit easier, but for the sophisticated business or the experienced business owner, I think obviously that's not going to be a very useful answer. But I think the city can review their processes to look for those gaps or roadblocks.
Well, I just think with LNG coming, for instance, it is a reality that it's going to be a bigger need, and I just, you know, we hope the city.
Thanks, Anna, for your comment. Brittany, you wanted to make a comment?
Just one more question, if it's possible.
Okay. All right, one last question.
Okay.
I promise.
At random, this is for Evan Ramsey. Are you supportive of establishing a missing and murdered Indigenous women memorial in Terrace?
Thank you, Brittany. Actually, we both attended the Missing and Indigenous Women, the movie that was showcased. I remember the movie, and as well, I actually grew up in Nuyahip. I didn't grow up in. I lived as a young man in Nuyahip, Kitkatla, as a child, and also as a carpenter. I worked with numerous other reserves as well, and I have to say that. A memorial would be great, and I'd love to see community input on where would be the best and most visible place, and as large as something we can do. And I'd love to even be a part of the community, the physical making of it too. I'd love to be a part of that as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As you can tell by the interest in the questions, there's lots of great dialogue. Thank you to everyone for that.